Joining me to talk about everything going on around the game is Director of Alumni Affairs, Robin Underwood. Robin, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thanks for having me.
So much going on over the course of the weekend for the Warhawks home opener. Also, after lunch on Saturday afternoon, the Shrimp Boil.
Yes, we are excited for the Wachita Parish chapter to be hosting the annual alumni event. The Shrimp Bowl tickets can be purchased at the door if you haven't already reserved yours, so don't worry. You can still purchase those at the alumni tent in the Grove. Tickets are $30. That includes shrimp, corn, potatoes, and beverages, which are sponsored by Coca-Cola and Marcella Beverage. So we will have adult beverages included with that. We're excited this year to have State Farm as our title sponsor, who has helped us reduce the cost of the tickets for the Shrimp Bowl. And this year, activities that are going on in the Grove are going to be just a little bit different because of all that's going on game day.
But different in a good way. I understand we'll have members of the Northeast Louisiana War Veterans Home in the Grove.
Yeah, we are excited about this. We were looking for a creative way for our alumni to interact with the theme of the game. And when you think back about the theme of the game being Military Day, there's not quite a better way to interact with veterans than having them there to visit and tell their war stories with us. So having them there to tailgate with us, they're going to kind of be our honored guests. So there will be a certain kind of table of honor for them to be there. So we invite you to bring your kids, come by and meet some real life heroes. We're expecting for them to arrive between 3:30 and 4, and then they'll also be our guest at the game. So we're excited to have them be a part of our festivities in the Grove, and just really excited in general for the home opening weekend and for the Wachita Parish Shrimp Bowl. This is an annual event, so we were excited to take it a different twist this year.
Well, I love the fact that you're doing it that way, to be honoring those veterans. Like you said, bring your kids and meet a real-life hero, because some of these folks are tremendous storytellers, and they will sit down and tell you some stories.
The really neat part about the Northeast Louisiana Veterans Home is they are going to be wearing pieces of their uniforms. So if they have a hat or a piece of their uniform that still fits in some way, a pin or something, they will actually have that with them. So kind of walking pieces of history. I know that in the past, you know, I'm a mom of three, so when I've taken my kids to history museums or whatever, and we have ran into veterans, they're generally really good with kids, and they love to see kids, and they love to tell their story. We're really encouraging, even if you don't buy a Shrimp Bowl ticket, please stop by the tent and take a picture, stop and visit, thank them for their service. They'll love it, and we're guaranteed that you'll probably get more out of it than they will.
Well, let's talk about some more of the rest of the buzz, really, that's been going on this week in advance of this home opener. Lots of exciting and suspenseful kinds of things going on at this game.
The buzz really started last year with the basketball season. It's one of those things that there was a lot of buzz with the end of basketball ending in Monroe with us going in the CBI tournament. And that buzz has continued all year. There's a buzz in the community. There's a buzz with the alumni. And there's a buzz with our students. We are really excited. It's a great time to be a Warhawk. And with that, there's some really neat promotional items that are coming out of our Office of Public Information. We have a great creative team. And one of the things that fans of the game will be able to see is a production of that creative team here. The commercial that they produce every year this year really highlights the history of our university and why we have the Warhawk as our mascot, which I think is pretty interesting considering that it has such a military background.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because it's been a few years since that was introduced, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of ACE being the mascot for the university. Let's talk about how all of that ties in. How did that come about?
Well, General Chouinard trained military heroes here in the aviation field of Monroe during World War II. Those planes were called the P-40 Warhawk planes. In addition to that, the red-tailed hawk is native to our bayou here on campus. So the combination of the Warhawk plane with the actual hawk itself is how we have come to the unique mascot of the Warhawk. If you look at Ace itself, he is a bird, but he also has the pilot gear on, which is a nod to General Chouinard. And without General Chouinard and those military heroes trained here in Monroe and Wachita Parish, World War II's outcome would have had a significantly different outcome. It's a rich history, it's something to certainly be proud of, and it's a hidden history fact that most people don't realize that right here in Monroe and Wichita Parish that we had a significant contribution to World War II.
Also, I understand some new uniforms at the game. The Sound of Today will be premiering their new uniforms, but then a really special and I understand top secret uniform that the Warhawks will be wearing.
Yes, our football team will take the field in a secret one-time uniform. I believe there's only two individuals that know what that uniform looks like at this time. Unfortunately, I'm not one of those individuals, so I can't tell you exactly what it looks like. I do know that everybody is excited, including my children, who ask me daily, have I gotten a sneak peek of it? Malone Stadium recently has had a facelift. It's been recently painted, so it'll be the first time that we've been in the stadium since it's gotten its facelift. I think it's going to be an exciting day in the stadium all around. We've got new band uniforms, like you mentioned, for our Sound of Today, which, you know, they always sound awesome. So now they're going to look awesome, and they're brand new uniforms. And so I think it's just going to be a great day to be a Warhawk.
Tailgating happens throughout the day. The Wichita Parish chapter of the Alumni Association has the shrimp boil at 2 o'clock. Warhawks take the field against Nicholls State at 6 o'clock. Again, how do you get tickets for the shrimp boil if you haven't gotten those already?
You can just walk to the alumni tent in the Grove. It'll be the white tent, which is directly behind the activity center. We will have a backdrop that says ULM alumni, and there will be photos that you can stop by every game and make sure that you get your game day tailgating photos taken. There's no charge for you to take the photos each game, so you make sure that you stop by with your family, and we have some little photo frames that you can document your game day activities with your kids and make sure that you're fully Warhawk geared out.